is Chaitanya Charitamrita, 17th chapter, text 35. This ecstatic chanting was performed with the doors closed, so that non-believers who came to make fun could not gain entrance. Purport. Chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is open to everyone, but sometimes non-believers come to disturb the ceremony of chanting. It is indicated herein that under such circumstances the temple doors should be closed. Only bona fide chanters should be admitted. Others should not. But when there is large-scale congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we keep our temples open for everyone to join, and by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this policy has given good results. Now, when I think of it, we skipped over two verses, didn't we? 33. Prabhu agyai koro e shloka acharan avasya paive tabe Sri Krishna charan. One must strictly follow the principles given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this verse, Trinadapi Shunichena Turadapi Sishna. If one simply follows in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya and the Goswamis, certainly he will achieve the ultimate goal of life, the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Tabi Prabhu Shivasher Griha Nirantar Ratre Shankirtana Koilo Eka Sambhatsar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regularly led congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the house of Srivas Thakur every night for one full year. The ecstatic chanting was performed with the doors closed so that non-believers who came to make fun could not get entrance. Om Ajnati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakata Mahyam Tadhati Shabadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrasatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagat Prate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Prashalpanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vansha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Pyevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhu agyai koroye shloka acharan, avasya paibe tabe, Sri Krishna charan. Avasya means definitely. If one strictly follows the principles given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this verse, Atrinadapi Shunichena Turor Iva Sihishnana, Amanina Amanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Then Avasya Paibe Tabe Sri Krishna Charan. Definitely he'll reach the lotus feet of Krishna. He'll reach the perfection of spiritual life. Trinadapi Shuni Jaina strictly follows. To be humble and meek, to be tolerant like the tree, to be indifferent to glorification, and to offer all respect, indifferent to glorification of oneself, and offer all respect to others. In this way, if one goes on chanting, avasya, definitely, paibe, one will attain Sri Krishna Charan, the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the practice. Prabhu Agyai, on the order of the Lord. Tabe Prabhu Srivasher Griha Nirantar Ratre Sankirtana Koilo Eka Sambhatsar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing Sankirtan in the house of Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur is one of the most confidential devotees of the Lord. Srivas Adi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. In the Panchatattva, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nityananda Prabhu is his first expansion. Advaita Prabhu is his incarnation. Gadadhar is his internal potency. And Srivas is Adi Gaur, is the foremost among the, or represents the Jiva Shakti, the living entities who are servitors of the Lord. The living entities, the Lord is complete with all of these tattvas, with all of these manifestations. Himself, his expansion, his incarnation, his energy as internal energy, and the living entities also are part and parcel of Krishna. But Krishna is complete with all of these manifestations. If you subtract the internal energy, you subtract the living entities, or you subtract anything, then you don't have the full picture. But when the Lord is represented in five features, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vashadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda, then we have the complete absolute truth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in the evening they were chanting Hare Krishna. From a practical point of view, during the day these were all mostly grihasthas. Everybody's working, everyone has their responsibilities. But in the evening they would get together in Srivas Thakur's house and chant Hare Krishna. One may or may not have a temple. The kirtan can go on in one's house. And actually the house is meant for that. Not just for eating and sleeping and sex, but for Krishna bhajan, Krishna kirtan, Krishna's devotional service. So Srivas Thakur was making his house or dedicating his house for this purpose. And for 1 year, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing kirtan there. And therefore it's become a very sacred place, the house of Srivas Thakur. Nirantar, it was going on and on and on. In the evening, Kapata diya kirtan kori padama aveshe. Pashandi hasite ashe. And the doors were closed. This was a private function. It's described elsewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita that in these kirtans, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was relishing transcendental mellows in the association of his devotees. It wasn't a public performance. it was for their own experience of transcendental devotional service. The Lord was exchanging with his intimate devotees. And those who were not intimate devotees were not invited, or they were specifically kept out. The door was closed on them. And therefore, some of them were quite envious. This is the nature of Pashandi. Non-devotees were those who were gross materialists. If you hold a private function, then they'll complain. You're doing some sort of secret rituals. Something is going on. You're excluding people. You don't know, want them to know what you're doing. Something evil. And if you go out and spread the chanting publicly, you're trying to push your religion on us. In the words of the sages, you can't win. They'll criticize you if you do it this way, they'll criticize you if you do it that way. This is a symptom of this age. That even Prabhupada had that, wrote about it many times, that in Bombay, some of the tenants or neighbors were complaining that the kirtan was a nuisance. And the highest, most important function of the living entity is a nuisance in Bombay. Prabhupada mentioned it many times. Whereas those who have spiritual vision, would consider themselves fortunate that somehow or other, by Krishna's arrangement, the sadhus have come to our very place and are chanting Hare Krishna. I think there's been some postings recently, the warrior family who lived on that Bombay land before the devotees came were so appreciative that Prabhupada came there and devotees came there. So they always wanted to render service to Prabhupada, render service to the devotees. This is good fortune. There was an incident one time in Vrindavan. Prabhupada was walking walking through a field with sannyasis, devotees, morning walk. And the farmer came out. A very poor man, you could see, you know, that gray cloth and gnarled hands and very simple man. He Maybe some of the ladies could move forward and there'll be more room for newcomers. Do you need another chair? Are you okay there? Okay. Then, so the farmer came out and just prostrated himself before all the devotees and Prabhupada and said in Hindi that it's very fortunate that you've come to bless our land. He said, actually, it's Govinda's field, Govinda's land, but we're so fortunate that you've all come to bless this place. So Prabhupada said, just see. In the West, he would have come with a gun. No trespassing. Get out. But even a simple farmer in Vrindavan was so advanced in spiritual understanding, culture, that he appreciated that the devotees have come. How fortunate. So here, there's two things were going on in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's program. One is that he was relishing the kirtan with some selected devotees. And the other is that they were also going out and spreading Sankirtan. So both things are there. Not everything is for everyone. Therefore, what is that? One should not what is that? Speak the glories of the, explain the glories of the holy name to the faithless people. There are some topics that are not meant for general distribution, just like Raslila, Vastrahadan, the discussions between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai on the higher side. These things are not meant for casual distribution to the ordinary person in a haphazard way. But for the ordinary person, still the chanting is there, the prasadam is there, philosophy is there, everything is there. It's not the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only met with his confidential devotees. There would have been no Sankirtan movement. But he was doing both things, enriching the lives of his devotees and tasting the mellows of devotional service in their association, and also going out and spreading the glories of Harinam. So this is our business, to follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Are there some questions?